Jeopardy. Please welcome today's contestants, a nonprofit director from Denver, Colorado, Bill Menezes, a bookseller from Lakeland, Florida, Megan Brody, and our returning champion, a college instructor from Chincoteague Island, Virginia, Greg Jones, whose one day cash winnings total $23,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thanks, gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our current champion has a great sense of humor, and I know he would like to be smiling or laughing at the end of this half hour, which would mean that he remains champion. But Megan and Bill will have something to say about that. Let's see how it works out. Good luck. Here we go. The Jeopardy round begins with these categories. Books and authors, followed by car talk, a series of unfortunate events, Elvis Costello, pump it up, up in quotation marks, and finally,
Niagara Falls. The honeymoon's not over with one of North America's most scenic attractions.
Greg, start us off.
Books and authors for 200, please.
Disillusioned by the Spanish Civil War, this British author wrote against totalitarianism in Animal Farm. Greg.
Who is Orwell?
George Orwell, you're right.
Books and authors for 400.
She dedicated both Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead to Frank O'Connor. Bill.
Who's Ayn Rand?
Yes.
Books and authors, 600.
This Edith from New York City penned Ethan Frome in 1911. Greg.
Who is Wharton?
Edith Wharton, you are right.
Books and authors for 800.
Answer. Only double. We're finally in the early this week for some reason. You can risk up to 1,000, though you have but the 800.
1,000, please.
All right, here's the clue. The first line of his 1951 novel mentions a lousy childhood and all that David Copperfield kind of crap.
Who is...
Hurry.
So, who is...
Oh, sorry. Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger. That's the name you were trying to come up with?
Right.
All right, you've got to get yourself out of the hole now.
Books and authors for 1,000, please.
She wrote about her early life in The Mill on the Floss. Greg.
Who is Eliot?
George Eliot. Yes, Marianne Evans.
A series of unfortunate events for 200, please.
It ain't no walk in the park. In 2004, England's Department of Health said 1,839 people, 78% of them kids, fell out of these. Megan.
What are swings?
No. Greg.
What are baby carriages?
No. They fell out of trees.
A series of unfortunate events for 400, please.
On April 26, 1986, an accident at this facility, 80 miles north of Kiev, made worldwide headlines. Megan.
What is Chernobyl?
Yes.
Unfortunate events, 600.
In 1970, Massachusetts became the first state to adopt this type of auto insurance. Greg?
What is no fault?
You're right.
800, series of unfortunate events.
Shamu on you. A dead man was found on the back of one of these after he tried to take a 99 SeaWorld swim. Bill?
What is a killer whale?
Correct.
Car talk, 200.
If you have a bouncy ride, you might need to replace this two-word suspension part created in the early 1900s. Megan?
What is a shock absorber?
Yes.
Car talk, 400.
Make sure your tires are properly inflated and do this repair so they're at the proper angle, which reduces drag. Bill.
What is alignment?
Yeah.
Car talk, 600.
Dust and metal shavings can damage the engine. That's why you need to regularly replace this cleaning device. Megan.
What is the air filter?
Nope. Bill.
What is the oil filter?
Oil filter, yes.
Car talk, 800.
For your safety, check this regularly. One of the first ones on the market was called the Sereno. Greg.
What is an airbag?
No. What is the car horn? Bill, back to you.
Car talk, 1,000.
Inspect the master cylinder, part of the hydraulic sending fluid through the lines for this drum or disc system. Megan.
What are the brakes?
You are right. You're back on the plus side with 800 and you're in second place.
Unfortunate events, 1,000.
Phineas Gage was working on this in 1848. When he survived a 3-foot rod going through his brain. Seen here. Bill.
What is the railroad?
Working on the railroad, yes indeed, and that does it up to this point. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and then we'll come back to talk to the players. Bill Menezes is from Denver, Colorado. And this lucky guy spent a night in a motel with
a Playboy Playmate of the Year. Separated, unfortunately, by several inches of drywall and studs. We were in separate rooms.
Well, yes, but did you know her? Or
I was driving her around eastern Kansas for a multi-town publicity tour. Uh-huh. And we had to do overnight. The tour was over 2 days. And so it was a lot of fun. We spent most of the hours on the road talking about her boyfriend, my girlfriend, and football, which probably makes me the most boring man in the world.
No, actually, those topics sound pretty good to me, too. Megan Grody is a bookseller from Lakeland, Florida, whose honeymoon was almost ruined by what?
Well, first no air conditioning and then a plumbing problem. We went 2 days with no air conditioning in a hotel in Mexico, and then they were fixing the pipes in the building, which were plastic, and they didn't let the glue dry enough before they turned the water back on. I went to take a shower, and I wound up with pipe glue all over me.
The blue kind or the clear?
A sticky kind. I'm just fortunate I didn't put my head under the water yet.
Okay, but everything worked out?
Everything worked out fine. We made it home alive.
All right, good. Greg Jones, ladies and gentlemen, our champion college instructor from Virginia. I know that you have a handwritten letter from James Stewart.
That's right.
Your house. Tell me the circumstance.
Well, I read an article that said how to write a fan letter, and he popped into my head because I just am a huge fan and have been all my life. And I sent him a note not expecting anything back. A week later, in my mail, was an envelope handwritten from Beverly Hills or someplace in Hollywood. And
he lived in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
I opened it up, and it was a letterhead that said James Stewart, and it said, "Dear Greg Jones, thank you for your letter. Your kind words about my work mean a great deal to me. Sincerely, James Stewart."
Yeah, and they do mean a lot to us when we share, when we save those letters and frame them, and every once in a while you look at it and say, yeah, nice guy, and it's nice that I was a fan of his. All right, Bill, you have command of the board. And there are three categories up there.
Alex, let's try Elvis Costello for 200.
Elvis Costello was born in this world capital on August 25th, 1954. Greg.
What is London?
Yes.
Pump it up 200, please.
Let's take a poll. This specific poll, actually. It's been around since 1935. Greg.
What is Gallup?
Yes.
Pump it up 400, please.
The closing of the epiglottis over the vocal cords produces the sound of this. Bill.
What is a hiccup?
Right.
Elvis Costello, 400.
Burt Bacharach and Elvis played street musicians with a grand piano in this title, guys, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Bill?
Who is Austin Powers?
Right.
Elvis Costello, 600.
Elvis began playing less than zero on this show in 1977, then stopped and did radio instead. He wasn't on again until 89. Greg?
What is Saturday Night Live?
Correct.
Pump it up 600, please.
Pants with a loop at the end of each leg, or a loop on a saddle to rest your foot. Greg.
What are stirrups?
Yes.
Pump it up 800.
A group or series of eight related items. Greg.
What is an octuple?
You must be familiar with the Oxford English Dictionary, which has that word. We were looking for octuplet, but both are correct, so select again.
Pump it up 1,000, please.
Lord Acton, absolute power does this absolutely. Megan.
What is corrupts?
Correct.
Niagara Falls, 200.
All right, let's go to Alex.
In 1901, a 63-year-old school teacher named Annie Taylor became the first person to go over the falls in one of these. She made it, but I'm going to pass.
Greg.
What is a barrel?
Yes.
Niagara Falls, 400.
With a minute to go.
There's plenty of water going over the falls right now, but would you believe that in March of 1848, for about 30 hours, the falls actually stopped flowing due to a massive upstream accumulation of this stuff?
Bill.
What is ice?
Correct.
Elvis Costello for 800.
Elvis was nominated for an Oscar and a Grammy for The Scarlet Tide, a song from this 2003 Jude Law Civil War film. Bill.
What is Cold Mountain?
Yes.
Elvis, 1,000.
Shocking. Ricky Bobby sees Elvis and Mos Def at a rival racer's house in this film. Megan.
What is Talladega Nights?
Correct.
Niagara Falls, 600.
The tradition of honeymooning here at the falls began way back in 1801 when the daughter of this then U.S. vice president came here with her new husband. 3 years later, Dad fought a famous duel.
Greg.
Who is Aaron Burr?
Right.
Niagara Falls 800.
Ferries with this dewy feminine name have been plying the waters below the falls since 1846. Some of the most famous guests, Edward VIII, Teddy Roosevelt, and Marilyn Monroe.
Megan.
What are the Maids of the Mist?
Yes.
Last clue, 1,000.
The falls are divided into two sections. The straight line American Falls over here, and over here on the Canadian side, this cataract, named for its distinctive shape.
Megan.
What are the Horseshoe Falls?
You are right, and that takes you to 4,600. You're in second place, a close game, but Greg will go first as we start the Double Jeopardy round after this.
Early European visitors were more frightened than delighted by Niagara Falls. In his 1697 book, which contained the first European image of the falls, a Father Henpin said the waters foam and boil, and the sound they make is more terrible than thunder.
Greg the Champ gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. Two daily doubles awaiting us in these categories. Medieval philosophy, followed by dance. I was his Veep. We'll have fun with astrology. We'll deal with missing elements. You have to give us the name of the element that is missing from the formula we will give you. And if you do it right, you'll get an F, or better. F in quotation marks. Greg.
A medieval philosophy for 400, please.
The first major medieval philosopher was this Bishop of Hippo, who fused Plato with Christian thought. Megan.
Who was Augustine?
Yes.
Medieval philosophy, 800.
Boethius helped move things along by translating Greek philosophy into this language. Greg.
What is English?
No. Bill.
What is Latin?
Latin, yes.
Let's do I was his Veep for 400.
Henry Wallace and others. Bill.
Who is FDR?
You are right.
I was his Veep, 800.
Nelson Rockefeller, who had a happy wife. Greg.
Who is Gerald Ford?
Yes.
I was his Veep, 1200.
Millard Fillmore, not the duck of comics fame. It was Zachary Taylor. Back to you, Greg.
Veep 1600.
John Tyler, but not for long. Greg.
Who is William Henry Harrison?
You're right.
Veep 2000.
Chester Arthur, but not for long. Greg.
Who is Garfield?
Yes.
You get an F, 400.
A hockey game begins with one of these. Bill.
What is a face-off?
Right.
F for 800.
A salmon part, or to skid from side to side in a car. Bill.
What is tail fin?
No. Greg.
What is fishtail?
Fishtail, yes.
Medieval philosophy, 1200.
In the 13th century, he penned the influential Summa Theologica. Megan.
Who is St. Thomas Aquinas?
You are right.
Philosophy, 1600.
Answer, daily double. Still a close game. You trail Greg by just 1800.
2000.
I thought you'd say that. Here is the clue. A major figure in logic and semantics. He's best known for falling in love with a student.
Who is Abelard?
Abelard. Abelard and Heloise. The lead is yours.
Philosophy 2000.
This man of Ockham was razor sharp in stating that philosophy should be kept as simple as possible. Megan.
Who is William?
William of Ockham. Correct.
You get an F, 1200.
This type of cable contains threads of glass that transmit signals in the form of pulses of light. Bill.
What is fiber optic?
Right.
F for 1600.
Here's Kelly.
Central Park's Belvedere Castle was designed in 1865 as one of the fanciful Victorian-era structures called by this rather pejorative name.
Megan.
What is a folly?
Folly, yes.
F for 2000.
The basic designs of these include cross, psalter, and border. The USA's is a canton style. Greg.
What is a flag?
Flag, right you are.
Fun with astrology, 400.
This sign ruled by Mars is a homophone for the Greek equivalent of the Roman god Mars. Megan.
What is Aries?
Yes.
Astrology, 800.
Sagittarians dream of emulating Zhang Huanhuan, who won Olympic gold in this sport in 2008. Bill.
What is archery?
Yes.
Astrology, 1200.
Oh, yes. There are the three signs of the zodiac that end with the letter O. What are Scorpio, Virgo, and Leo? Go again, Bill.
Astrology, 1600.
Born under the sign of the goat, you may be this synonym for flighty. It starts with the same six letters.
Megan?
What is capricious?
Yes.
Astrology 2000.
Answer the other Daily Double. It's your lucky day.
2000.
Okay, here is the clue. The two signs, each made up of two separate but identical creatures.
What are Gemini?
Yes.
And Pisces.
Oh, good for you. Well done. We thought the Pisces part might cause some of our players difficulty, but not for you. Go again.
Elements 400.
Ferrocene, C5H52 blank. Greg.
What is iron?
Iron is right.
Dance, 400.
Hefty Sopranos star Vincent Pastore quit this show in rehearsal, saying it was too physically demanding. Greg.
What is Dancing with the Stars?
Correct.
Dance for 800?
Paint store clerk, disco king Tony Manero was no Einstein in this 77 movie, but the chicks dug him. Greg.
What is Saturday Night Fever?
Right.
Dance 1200.
This 80s dance, popular in end zone celebrations, got its name from a song, not from the kids. Bill.
What is the cabbage patch?
You are right with a minute to go.
1600 for dance.
Family Matters. To do his dance, hitch up your pants, bend your knees, and stick out your pelvis. It's better than Elvis. Bill.
Who is Urkel?
Urkel, correct.
Dance for 2000.
This 60s TV Batman started a national craze, dancing the Batuzzi. Greg.
Who is Adam West?
Right.
Missing elements 800.
Baking soda, blank HCO3. Greg.
What is sodium?
Sodium, right.
1200.
Ammonia, blank H3. What is nitrogen, NH3, for ammonia?
1600.
Quartz, blank O2. Megan.
What is silicon?
Say it again.
Silicon.
Silicon is right.
Elements 2000.
Methanol, blank H3OH. C for carbon. All right, Megan finishes at 17,400. Greg at 14,400. And Bill, 10,800. Who gets to go home with a lot of money today? It depends on this final Jeopardy category, doesn't it? Writer, director. We'll in a moment.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're dealing with writer, directors, and this clue also. His headstone, using a line from one of his scripts, says, I'm a writer, but then nobody's perfect. 30 seconds. Good luck. Nobody's perfect. A great closing line from one of his most popular films. We're going to come to you first, Bill. Who did you think of? Who is Alfred Hitchcock? No, Alfred wasn't that funny. It's going to cost you $10,798, leaving you with $2. Greg Jones, over to you now. $14,400. Who is Billy Wilder? Yes, the movie was Some Like It Hot. And you add, wow, $14,399, taking you into the lead with $28,799 as we go to Megan. $17,400 now, and Billy Wilder is right, so it won't be for now and forever. It'll be how much money added. $11,500, a new champion with $28,900. And once again, the player in the middle emerges triumphant, and you get to come back tomorrow to wrap up the week. We'll see you then, and you too. Bye bye.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Chewy, where pet lovers shop.
At Chewy, we know the only thing that changes when bringing home a new pet is everything. And we're here with everything to help you on that journey. We've got toys, treats and food, even prescriptions delivered right to your door. Save on all your pet essentials at Chewy.
Did you know sleep helps support immune function? Only Remfresh uses ion-powered melatonin to deliver up to 7 hours of sleep support. Number one sleep doctor recommended Remfresh, your nightly sleep companion.